The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Broad Motherfucking Topics. I'm your host, Kim Congdon, here with my co-host,
Alex Scarlato. Hi, everybody.
Hi. This is a very special episode.
This is the most special episode yet.
We've never had more special guests to me. These little bitches right here. These two little bitches right here are my little sisters. Woo! This is April and this is Haley.
Yo.
And we are on fucking, we're chilling by the beach.
They're very shy.
They're very shy girls.
They're only just shy girls.
They don't know nothing. They're innocent.
I hardly heard them speak a peep.
I'm a new girl.
You're what?
I'm a new girl.
What does that mean?
New to this.
Oh.
So that's why.
Put it up to your mouth.
That's why we're shy. I'm shy.
You've never podcasted before.
No.
This is your first podcast.
Weird to hold a microphone for the first time and feel like you have reason to speak into it. It's a weird feeling. I remember my first time.
Oh, well, don't worry. We'll pop your cherries. Not to be weird. Is this your first podcast?
Oh, she
put it up to her mouth.
She's learning from others' mistakes.
She didn't mean to be so industry, but she just naturally is. Alex, what do you think of my sisters?
First of all, I feel like they're both exactly everything that you've always said that they are. Mm-hmm. And it was very weird meeting both of you guys because, as I said before, I've heard so much about you that I feel like I've known you all along. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just weird.
I feel like they said they felt that about you. Did you guys
know? Yeah, I felt the same about Alex. I felt like I already knew you.
We're just family. I don't know what to say about it.
Alex, you don't have any sisters.
I have no siblings.
Do you feel like you've gotten a good insight on what it's like to have sisters
And I think the three of you are particularly fun sisters.
you guys have
a lot of fun. You against your mom just now was wild, the three of you.
Well,
ganging
honey,
up on her.
Well, honey, we built that out of survival. If we weren't ganging up, she'd pick us off one at a time till we were dead.
If my mom were to do something wrong, I would have nobody on my side. Oh, whenever man. I was mad at her as an adult, it was always my problem. There's nobody like, you know.
Oh, when we hit her with the hat trick. When I pass it to April, April passes it to Haley, and Haley goes on her head, she really shuts the fuck up.
Oh, I hope she doesn't watch this.
I don't think she does.
No, she definitely does not.
Imagine.
She would.
My daughter's in a video.
No.
And then we're like,
to crying and throwing up.
Bitch.
No, we were just thinking we roasted her.
She's going to fall off that railing after she sees
this. Yeah, dude, it is fun to have someone to pick on your mom with.
It seems necessary. It seems so important.
Yeah, when
it
you is pick important. On your mom, it's just you versus your mom.
And then my mom's going, "You're being mean." And I'm like, "Oh, I feel guilty now." There's nobody to be like, "No, that was funny.
Go on." Move on. Dude, I saw this TikTok of like these two teenage girls just making fun of their mom, like saying like every time she comes in, she goes like, they're like doing something on the phone. She goes, "I want to see." And then they roll their eyes. And it's like, I don't want.
Oh my gosh.
And it's
I think
us.
You said that to me.
I think it's us with mom. I don't want daughters. I can't have multiple daughters for that reason.
That's
not having
so
two
mean.
Teenage bitches.
That would hurt me so much. Just me being wanting to be part of their lives and then fucking shutting me out for absolutely no reason other than I'm lame. That sucks.
Hey,
fuck off, mom. You suck. Like, I just wanted to love you.
I just wanted to love you. No, we try to be nice. So I think we have a tremendous amount of patience.
I think you
for
guys do. Yeah.
I believe we do.
I believe
she's
so.
She's a lot to handle.
It's a learning process.
She's crazy. She's, yeah. What? She's crazy. Look.
I definitely feel like we're like the Powderpuff Girls when we gang up on mom.
I've had...
like, just really powerful, like...
I'll tell you right now, I've heard it. So many Powerpuff Girl references just in the last 5 days.
Really?
And I haven't even heard or thought of that show in 20 years. And the way that people
I've been rewatching it before bed recently, and it's a great fall asleep show.
You did say that.
Yeah.
It
actually holds up. It's funny. It's like fun for an adult watch.
I never got into it.
Oh, it's awesome.
Well, I feel like me and April were closer in age, so we like the same shows. We were watching all that, the Amanda Show.
Yeah, the Amanda Show, definitely.
I remember some.
Do you remember all that?
I don't remember like the Powder.
What did you watch?
I remember what they look like. I just don't remember like what went down in the show.
She watched the Wiggles.
You did watch the Wiggles.
And I barely remember that either.
Oh, this girl was bopping.
She's Wiggles age.
Dude, this girl was bopping. She was eating fruit salad. Yummy, yummy. She couldn't get enough of this fruit salad song. It was the worst shit I ever. Fruit salad. Yummy, yummy.
Yummy, 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 yummy. Fruit salad.
What an annoying thing like for your back. Child to like that you have to be like into it with them.
Let's make some fruit salad today. It's gonna do. It's the healthy way.
Not you knowing the whole song.
She believe me, Teletubbies. You were hard on the Tubbies.
She was hard for the Tubbies.
Now that I look at like recent,
you were hard for the Tubbies.
Now that I look at like recent pictures of the Teletubbies, like that is so. Creepy.
It is weird.
Creepy.
Nothing appealing about them.
Like
they're not drawn like a cute cartoon whatsoever. There's like they're truly just spooky costume things.
Right. They're scary. They're weird. They're like they're if really naked weird. Cats were human. They're like weird alien human hybrid weird fuzzy creatures. Who thought of them?
Who thought of it and for a children show?
Who thought of it and checked their basement because they're hiding something. That's weird. Yeah, you were all about the Tubbies. Oh, you would go fucking berserk. Let me tell you, Haley used to lose her mind over Bear in the Big Blue House. Every day.
No, that was definitely me.
I liked Bear in the Big Blue House,
that
too.
Was listen, me. Honey, yeah. I'll admit it. I went in the house.
I knew the bear.
I knew the bear. So long farewell to you, my friend. Goodbye. For now, until we meet again.
I heard this that she could sing, and she the only one who didn't.
The only one that can sing didn't. This humble bitch.
I don't remember how that song went.
There are thousands of people, hundreds of thousands, watch this show. Now tell them, go, sing your heart out, sister. This is the mom. I'm on mushrooms, obviously. If anyone couldn't pick up on the hint, I am.
I truly think that asking your sister to sing in public is one of the meanest things I've seen you do to her since we got here. Asking her to do it on the podcast and then staying silent for as long as we just stayed silent right then.
But if she would have belted some shit out, that would have been incredible. If she would have just, oh, flim on we would have fucking
it's like opera.
We would have lost our shit.
Our mother would have came in and started being in our lives. She's perfectly in our lives, you guys. I'm kidding.
Not the mother you just kicked out of this room 10 minutes
She's
ago.
Down the street. We just kicked her out. She's here.
Oh shit,
dude. So, what was your guys' worst fight as children younger than 10? Did you guys like beat each other up when you were kids?
We actually got along.
April used like to just follow him.
They used to run away from me.
Me and April are 5 years, and me and Haley are 10 years. So it's all completely different. It was just such different dynamics because they're 5 years apart and then 10 years apart. But April followed me around like a lot when we were kids. Like I brought April out. Haley was still a baby, but I brought April out with me like when I was like 15 and she was 10. It was like I was old enough to watch her. So my mom was like, yeah.
So you guys had too much of a spread to fight until you were adults pretty much.
Yeah. When we even now. Yeah.
Now, I was going to say recently, we got in some fights recently.
As adults, we'll do it. Who? There was a comic on stage that was just talking about like no matter, like, it was like a white comic, and he was talking about, he's like, no matter how, like, classy I get, I will fight my brother till I die. But when we were younger,
but it's funny to wait till you're adults to do it. You never did it as kids. It's great.
No, we would fight. We'd pull each other's hair and shit when we were kids.
But me, like, and Cam gotten into it a couple of times.
Yeah, I used to lock her out of the house. One time I put the dog bowl out.
Oh, she was a... She
put the dog bowl out for
She her? Locked me... She got mad at me.
A dog is a dog.
Let me tell my tormented story.
Don't push me off the bed.
Story.
Tell them what you deserved.
We had our friends living in the neighborhood, but it was a few streets down.
Tell them what you deserved.
And she got mad. She locked me out of the house. Uh-huh. That was like 10 in the summer heat in Florida.
Yep.
And then she put a dog bowl outside and told me, there's your water.
Wow.
And she left me outside for like 2 hours.
Jesus.
It was 2 hours in her head. It was like 10 minutes.
No, it wasn't. I definitely had to go to the neighbors and
First
call
of all,
my mom.
I know this bitch lied because we ain't had a dog, so we didn't have a dog bowl. It was a cereal bowl with water that I said is a dog bowl.
You had a makeshift dog bowl ready.
I also used to make April massage me and then take and tell her I'd pay her a quarter for every minute, and I'd take the quarters from her own piggy's bank.
That's so rude.
I know. Dude, I mean, as a big sister, you have to be masterful.
She also made me sit every night when she took showers in the bathroom.
Ah, she makes me sit, too. I've been shower sitting since she moved away.
Listen, all these girlies have to sit on the toilet when
we're in a place together and she's taking a shower and I'm not there. She's offended when she gets out. Where you left me in there.
Yeah, I get lonely.
I want to know, what's your fear of being in the shower by yourself?
Well, then I'll have to be with my own thoughts. And if it's a place I can't bring in my phone and distract my head or be sleeping, I can't do it.
It's crazy how many people feel that way. Mike brings his phone in the shower every night and
it's irritating.
He'll get home at like 1 a.m. and be like, all right, I'm ready to watch TV with you real soon. I just got to take a quick shower. And he brings his phone in there. He's listening to a full fucking podcast when he has to, what, like, wash his ass? I don't get it. It's crazy.
And then their ass stinks anyways.
How did this happen?
Like, how do you say you wash your ass and still think?
What were you doing in there the whole time?
Listening to podcasts.
He listens to podcasts in the shower. It's too much.
Man. Alex, it must have been so different growing up. Alex has no siblings.
Yeah.
She's the only child.
It is lonely.
I told you about my sad stories about how I used to make up games for myself. Like I had one game where I had this little like stuffed horse that I loved. I named her Kathy. And she would get hungry, so I wanted her to eat oats, right? So I used to like take yarn. And just like all day, I had my little kid scissors and I'll just sit there and cut the yarn into little pieces.
And you're making oats.
I'd be watching TV, cutting my oats up for
What a sad
hours
fucking life.
On hours.
Dude, what a fucking sad life.
I had no creative child to come in and be like, this is how we imagine things.
She was just cutting oats. Dude, you can tell she just had two white parents.
Definitely autistic.
Cut you out. Play pretend, go cut you out.
Definitely, like, probably autistic tendencies, too, because another game I loved to play was, like, if I found, like, a jar of, like, quarters that my mom had or something, I'd like to take it out, dump it out, and sit there and pretend I was counting the princess's money for her. I was a little pauper girl. I didn't have money of my own. I had to count it for the queen and the princess. That was my imaginary game.
No.
Isn't that sad?
We used to play fucked up games. Just remember we used to play Bad Mom? Do you remember Bad Mom with Rachel?
I kind of remember. Oh, yeah.
Where I was the bad mom and Rachel was the person taking you away from me. And I was like, that's my baby.
We used to pretend getting taken away by a CPS.
We used to just play Hood, which is where we lived. Play what the neighbors do, and we're just
daddy got shot this morning. Somebody's gotta rush to the hospital.
Oh my god,
we used to play it. Was called Bad Mom.
It was Bad Mom. You just unlocked a memory that I just really forgot about.
Do you want to hear one about Haley and the black?
Yes,
well, when Haley was 3, there was a hurricane. A big hurricane in Florida. Do you remember?
I do.
She was scared. She was nervous. And we went to her grandma's to see what the damage had been. As we were walking, Haley, chubby in a purple dress, a little too small for her, with her little buck teeth. She was looking, and she said, and there was a bird. It was dead on the ground. And she said, I swear to God, she had a normal accent. She talked like all of us, and she went, blackbird. And then Brad came, our cousin Brad, and he was like, you know, hyping her up. He was like, what is it? What happened to the blackbird? Who killed it? And she goes, the white monster killed it. And she was just talking about the storm. And it's just something we quote all the time. The blackbird.
She's a poetic girl.
She's very poetic.
Poetry's in her heart.
Poetry's in her heart and in her mind and in her soul. I like the videos. You know, there's still videos on YouTube of you guys dancing and doing karaoke.
Oh, please don't talk about that.
Don't even put it out there where you can find it.
Please. Haley's been trying to get it ripped off the internet like it's like it's Kim Kardashian and her sex tape. The way Haley wants is off the... You're so cute. Do you go like this?
No, I literally used to get bullied in school because mom had posted those on YouTube when YouTube was like a... new. It was so new. It's like everyone was posting
like
their videos.
She was like one of the first 5 videos on YouTube that you could watch.
Oh, and no. It was just you and fucking Bo Burnham.
Mom had lost her password for the account that she posted all those. So
did
it's like stuck to this day.
69?
It's on there. I tried everything.
Oh.
Oh my
I tried
God.
Everything.
I thought that was her. We thought it was our mother and we saw it.
Wait, that's not her?
That's not her.
Oh my gosh, I thought that was her.
I'm falling. Like,
not
her
twin from the back.
It was. We saw my mom's twin from the back.
It was one of those things that when she turned around, it couldn't have been more not her. It was like all fucked up and different.
It was fucked up. That lady had ass, but that was not our mom. That lady had an ass, but
oh
from
my
the face.
Gosh, I can't wait to see how startled we just were.
So yeah, not everybody's completely shocked.
We were like, is she back? Yeah, well, man. Do you remember when I got drunk?
When?
There's been a couple of times. Do you remember when I got drunk and we were at Joey and Robert's house and I was throwing up when I was like 14 and then we had to lie to mom and you had to help me get sober? April was like 9.
Oh,
she was like,
we had
to put. She was like, sissy, do you feel better? April came over. She was like 9. She was like, do you want some corn flakes? Oh, trying to help me get sober. Because my mom would make me bring her. But yeah. Then when you're 15 during the summers, you're drinking with your friends and like everyone's drinking. I'm like, a mother.
I'm not going to let my 10-year-old sister saw me.
No, I'm getting hammered in front of her. I was hammered. We were partying.
I'm trying to have my kiss tonight.
I'm flashing my titties to the local boys. Poor April's just like, I want my baba.
No, they had, I remember they threw you in the shower with all your clothes on. I remember that.
Who threw you in the shower with your
when you're 15,
on?
Like the ideas to get your friends sober are never ideas that work.
That was going to get you sober?
Yeah. Just make her cold. It's like
fucking cold and wet and drunk now. That's so much worse. I couldn't picture anything
just
worse.
Sticking cornflakes to my face. I was like, I feel fucking awful. This is horrible.
They're treating you like a lab rat.
Oh, man. Haley.
All right, you guys, let's take a quick second and talk about one of our very favorite sponsors. You guys know them. You love them. From the makers of Yo Kratom, it's Yo Delta. You guys want to get high, and I'm talking really super duper fucking unbelievably super duperly insanely wacky high. Yo Delta's got everything you need for that shit. It's time to go to YoDelta.com where you could stock up on high quality lab tested Delta 8 gummies and vapes that will get you super fucked up. So if you're over the age of 21 and living in the majority of states where Delta 8 is legal, go to YoDelta.com and get yourself some Delta 8. What's Delta 8? Well, it's something found in hemp that could legally be shipped to various states and it gets you high. I think of it, I'm no scientist or anything, but I like to think of it as like CBD, but if it got you high. So they were like, oh, there's this like little thing in weed that isn't illegal technically. So we're going to extract it and smoke just that. This little thing, the Delta 8, gets you fucking high, which is awesome. So I've told you guys, I've taken the gummies. I've taken the vapes. I specifically like to take them before bed just because I like to get super duper high before bed. Personal preference. Take them any time of the day you want. Honestly, they work. So one more time, that's YoDelta.com, the official Delta 8 sponsor of the Gas Digital Network. And if you use the promo code GAS, G-A-S, you're going to get 25% off your order. One more time, that's promo code GAS, G-A-S, for 25% off at yodelta.com, home of the Delta 8 that will get you super high. These products should be taken responsibly, but also, like, don't be a pussy. And, yeah, enjoy. Let's get back to the show.
I don't know if this was Haley or this was April.
Oh, God.
April? What? Do you remember Barney's Great Adventure?
Of course the movie. I do. The egg?
The egg. Listen, I'll tell you right now. I don't need anyone to judge me. As an adult, everyone should go and...
Can I tell you, the reason Kim doesn't watch movies is because she's so fucking attached to the shit she saw when she was little. She hasn't seen any of your favorite movies. If you walk up to Kim and be like, have you seen the Hangover? She's like, what's that?
I'm like, no, have you seen Matilda? Ever heard of Stuart Little?
Dude, I tried to watch Stuart Little a few weeks ago with Mike, and that shit does not hold.
It's so
up.
Funny, dude.
It's so actually insane. It's a fucking fever dream of a movie. Yeah.
It's crazy that these two people would go into an agency wanting to take a child and just take the mouse they found on the floor.
They left the kids behind.
I'm like, you could have taken the mouse and a kid.
Definitely had the money to support a mouse and a kid.
You could have had both. Why wouldn't you take Stewie and Louie, the boy?
Why wouldn't you take human Louie?
Please, overwrite Stewie.
And you know what? The rightfulness of the older brother to be fucking pissed when Stewart comes home.
When I was younger,
the fucking mouse got a bed to itself. Do you remember that? He used to tuck
himself. The little brother was sick. And he was the only normal. The little boy was the only normal one in that fucking family. He was like, he's not my brother, he's a mouse. I was like, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, dude.
Justice for that little boy, bro.
Your parents are fucked in the head.
You know,
dude.
He ends up having a fucking drug problem and going to prison.
They bought Stuart a full bicycle.
Stuart was their favorite son forever. He went to college. The brother's fucking has a needle in his arm.
That dude overdosed in a Motel 6 in 1993 because of Stuart.
Oh, man.
That didn't make any sense at all. You know which movie fucked with me? Have you ever seen this one, Haley? You might not have seen this one. The Indian in the Cupboard.
Oh, that movie is so good.
Can I tell you, Haley? Do you know what a VHS is?
Yes.
When we had movies, we used to sniff them. Do you know what that means? Do you know what that
means?
Do you know what I'm talking about? Listen, this is how you watch a movie in the 90s. You open the VHS, you throw the tape on the floor as hard as you can. You rip the VHS backwards.
You hear it crinkle. You hear it.
And then the paper folds out and you huff it till you're high off your fucking mind. And you put an Indian in the cupboard and you watch it in your plastic K-hole.
I never did child drugs, Kim.
Me and her were sniffing our cassettes.
What the hell?
We must have been really stressed out as kids.
Yeah, we were stressed.
You guys going to watch a movie and get high.
You would have caught it. Remember the way the Rugrats one smelled? The orange one?
Oh, yeah. That one was a good one.
Crinkly. I can smell it now.
I could hear the sound that it makes when you open one of those VHS containers.
The Indian in the Cupboard was this movie about a little boy that found a Native American and killed him in Indian, which is very offensive. And then he put him in a cupboard and he found this cupboard. His friend gave him a cupboard. His friend's like, I found it in the trash. I thought you'd like this cupboard, which is a
fucking
all,
a weird gift child to child.
Child to child. No child should be giving another child furniture ever.
As a gift.
What kind of weird child gives another child furniture? Hey,
are
I
you sure that's
Ottoman.
Where that started?
I like your mother's living room. Dude, the friend was like, it was the brother.
That can't be how it started. It must have been a hand-me-down object of some kind.
No, it was the older brother that gave his younger brother a cover, which makes more sense from an older brother.
A little bit more,
Friend to friend. The older brother was like 16. He's like, I found this cool cupboard. You can keep your toys in it.
Yeah.
And then the kid's looking for a key that matches the cupboard. He can't get it open. One day he found a magical key. And then guess what? He puts his toy in the cupboard and the ending becomes real.
it comes to life. You've never seen it?
Oh, Jesus.
Have you ever even seen The Great Panda Adventure?
And then the whole rest of the movie, he's literally got a living, tiny Native American man in his cupboard.
Born to be Wild, the boy, the chimpanzee that ran away.
That was our favorite movie.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
It's just a dude that fully runs away with a chimpanzee. And he's trying to
No, it was an ape. It was a full-on ape.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What did they do?
They just were running. Why were they running
away?
At one
point,
I can't just be running the whole movie.
Well, because he didn't want to be in the zoo.
Oh, yeah.
And so he's like, I'm going to take him with me. And then he's like trying to like, at one point they were on a river.
But
remember?
They became like best friends.
And the monkey was drowning. It was like a Titanic moment. They stole from the Titanic. The movies were unhinged.
Yeah, and you haven't watched another movie since. They took up all the space in your brain that you have for movies.
I haven't seen a movie. I haven't seen a new movie since 96.
You really pained Alex with that one.
It's crazy. It's true.
I'll tell you right now, I ain't popped anything in my VHS. since the dawn of time.
Oh, man.
What was your favorite movie?
Jumanji.
Jumanji is good.
Haley, you've seen Jumanji with Robin Williams?
Jumanji was easily my favorite movie.
You haven't seen Jumanji?
I don't think so.
It's definitely a 2000 baby.
Do you know what a CD is?
A CD? Yes.
You know when... Okay, you know when I had a car when I was first in high school? You know how we had to change our music? The CD player was in the fucking trunk.
The trunk.
Those fucking...
Put the car in park.
And the thing would be... It would be like... The
12.
Feature was like you could hold 12 CDs in this thing, so you'll never have to physically change it. But if you want a different one out of those 12, you have to pull the car over and open up the trunk and go in the trunk and do it. It's
the
most insane.
You'd have to be like, dude, the 6C.
You know
that
a man
been
designed
illegal.
That. You know
that
a man designed that.
Designed that.
That's crazy.
Trunk. Why?
It'll be cool. You go in the trunk. You could hold 12 of them.
It's too much.
No.
That's a lot.
It was crazy.
It is crazy.
In the trunk? You have to go all the way back there just to change the song?
But why?
On top of having to burn the music onto to the disc, too.
I know.
Wow.
I was sick of it.
LimeWire. Mom used to kill us.
LimeWire is the first place I saw pornography.
You know how we listen to music, Haley? Huh? How do you listen to music when you want to hear a song?
I remember the little iPod... A little square one. It was
she had an iPod. I already said
a little
iPod.
Her.
That's how you got.
I forgot what they were called.
You just wanted and searched it. Oh well, didn't you live the damn life? Fruit salad, yummy, yummy. Then all the music you wanted. Well, someone was born in a beautiful time. Not me. Not I. Because when I needed song and I needed music, you know what I needed to do? A felony.
It was.
I needed to commit
it definitely
a fucking
was.
Crime to hear Usher have a confession. I'm telling you, dude, I had to fucking risk going to Canada so I can hear Hillary Duff tell me that the rain shined down and washed my dreams.
And the rumor used to be that, like, if they caught you downloading songs illegally, you'd get fined like $50,000 a song.
And we were like,
I was going.
We didn't even care. We were downloading.
I charged my mama's
song.
Car.
Because my iPod could fit 1,000 of these babies.
I said, charge my mama's card because my lip gloss is about to be popping with this song. And my lip gloss is cool.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery. Starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Oh man.
It was Napster.
That's a Napster right there. Fuck all.
Speaking of Napster. Yeah.
I can't believe he's sleeping through us right now. That's crazy.
He's a Puerto Rican child. Puerto Rican children are bred to sleep in someone else's bed at a party. It's just the natural way for us.
He's killing it.
Yeah. That's a mystery. If you're Puerto Rican, you could walk in a room at any time and
there's gonna be hella kids.
In one room, six there's of them. A bunch of teenagers secretly drinking, and another one there's babies sleeping
on the same bed.
Yep. Yeah, downloading music was crazy. What do you guys do these days? What's it like? I'm not talking to you, old bitch. you were over in the 90s than me, bitch. We was in the trenches.
We really were. How does it feel?
What do you guys do? Like, what are your kids?
She's TikTok famous.
She is TikTok famous. Everybody go watch my sister on TikTok. She'll be shaking that. Try to check that out. If you guys want to see what it would be if I was like younger, go check out her TikTok. She's just like doing that and like, right?
And also my Twitch.
And her Twitch. Yes. She streams on Twitch.
That's what I've been doing lately. It's playing the video games.
What's
Call of Duty
like?
Warzone.
When you guys are in school, are you allowed to have your phones out?
So, I'm done with school and COVID hit my senior year, so I never finished it.
What year did you graduate?
2020. So that's I didn't so have sad. Prom. I didn't have grad bash. I didn't have senior night because I played softball. And then I went to online schooling because, you know, the transition, everyone had to stay home.
It's
so
crazy. This is going to be like the story when she like gets old and has dementia that's going to traumatize her. Like, I didn't have prom. It was 2020. We already sounds old.
The
right?
coronavirus.
It was
yeah.
The virus of 2020. And your grandkids are going to be like, ew, grandma, 2020. Ew, it's 2068, grandma. Get real. They're talking like the 90s again.
Get your brain back, crams.
As if whatever, duh.
I want to all talk like the 90s again, bro.
Do you know how we had...
Shut up, whatever.
He sounded like fucking idiots, dude. Get the picture, duh. If you were mad at someone, you'd go, as if.
Talk to the hand, because the face don't want to see it.
Oh, how about this one? Talk to the hand, because the face ain't home. Leave a message at the tone. Beep.
Oh, y'all had attitude down here.
I'm so glad you remember that shit. That's so good. Talk to the hand, because the face ain't home. Leave a message at the tone. Beep. And then sometimes someone would say, like, you're a bitch. They would leave the message and then you'd have to fist fight them right on psych.
You're leaving that open for them to have the last word. That's a crazy thing.
It is truly the alley-oop of roasting. Oh man, that was a good one.
Yeah, 90s talk was the best.
Whatever.
Whatever, bro.
Shove it up your ass.
Why don't you shove it?
Why don't you shove it?
Do you guys have razors? Or were you too old?
I had a razor.
I thought you meant your shave.
Yeah, I was thinking that too.
I was like, bitch, are you asking if we shaved back then?
No, mom, we used to just let it grow out.
What?
I said mom probably didn't.
Mom shaved. Mom always had like... Like, you know, one day
I
prickles?
I didn't know if they had it.
I like remember her legs like one day prickles when I was a kid just feeling them.
Oh.
You noticed the prickles?
The prickles.
Like, what are those?
Yeah. What are those?
Why are you now prickling,
my
legs, mommy?
I think I can remember that. Now my legs are a constant 1-3 day prickle. Shit, mine I leave so long they soften up again.
I like it when they soften up again. I only feel good shaving when the hair grew long enough to be soft.
Yeah.
And every other time I feel like I'm pushing the limit and just trying to like stay clean, but it's not good for my skin.
Yeah. When I feel it moving in the wind,
I agree.
I go, it's time.
But that gives you the nicest shave ever.
It
before
really does.
That, you get kind of a crappy shave and you have like razor bumps and stuff. I feel like you're supposed to wait until it gets a little long. Like you can't shave hair that's not there yet.
Right. No.
Funny story. I tried to get a Brazilian wax.
Oh, God.
I tapped out. I tapped out. I was
in
like,
the middle of it?
I gotta go. Yes.
No.
I was like, no, thank
what
you.
What happened?
No, thank you. I went and honestly, I shaved like 3 days before.
Three or four days before.
You're not supposed to do that. The lady took me in anyways and tried to do it. And it wasn't working.
How many pulls did you give her before you were like, I'm done here?
Like, probably like four. Like the fourth one I was like, uh-uh.
Not I'm gonna say no.
Yeah, I was like, no.
You're probably bleeding, but
her skin's probably burning.
Did she get the butthole?
No, but she got to like the, you know, it's like the inside.
The gooch.
Oh gosh.
Oh, the lip.
I love the lip. A good
butthole lip. Wax. That's when I was like, no. That's when she started getting closer and closer to there. I was like,
The butthole feels good.
I like a good butthole wax.
It's like nothing's better than some warm wax on your butthole. I don't know why. It's
you like, know what it is when it's done? Like you literally feel like your butthole feels like it felt when you were a baby before there was any hair there at all. It's just like clean powder again. Just clean powder cheeks.
I just want my cheeks to go.
You can't get that from shaving.
No.
It's like that waxing when it feels like all the hair is gone is the best thing ever.
No shave will ever feel like the first leg shave.
The first time you ever shaved your legs?
The first time you ever took all those hairs off your legs?
It actually felt like there was fresh skin under there. Yeah. It felt like you took a layer of skin off somehow.
April was the first to shave my vagina.
What?
Nice. I swear. She was begging to do it too. A freaking weirdo. I was like, bro.
What?
She was telling my mom, like, look at it. She needs to shave. And I'm like, shave?
She must have been really hairy because I don't remember that.
She's like, come on, come on. And I'm like,
how old were you?
I don't remember.
And why did you let her shave your vagina?
Did you go for the whole thing or just the bikini line?
I don't remember. Probably if she finished the job.
She finished Were you doing it because it was like sticking out?
Yeah, I think she was like really, really. And mom,
now you being
mom
a full bush lady.
That's a good sister.
Mom didn't like tell her like you gotta come on. You're starting to hit. I think she was starting to hit like puberty.
I was probably like.
She was
11, 10. I don't know.
No, it's nice to have a sister to tell you that because I will never forget specifically the girl who went to the beach like one summer when we were 12 with what I recall thinking of it as like if like Bozo the Clown put a bathing suit over his head, like she had Bozo's hair coming out of the side of her bathing suit.
Oh, no.
And it was so visible and it was just like. And I was 11, so I couldn't tell her.
A bag full of leaves.
Yes,
that's what it
is. Yes, a bag full of leaves.
That's
dude, and when you're 11, you don't have the fucking like social presence to say something. You're like, that's awkward. I'm gonna pretend I didn't see
right,
it.
Right.
So nobody told her. Right. It's sad.
Tragic. Well, fuck her.
Fuck that girl.
Fuck that girl.
Fuck that hairy pussy bitch.
Hairy pussy bitch.
No, man. I didn't even know I did that, Haley, but I apologize in advance if that traumatized you because...
Did it traumatize you that she shaved you?
That's something she held in and never said
not
to
traumatized,
me.
No.
It's just a core memory.
But yeah, I just remember...
The first time I shaved my vagina, well, I didn't. It was my sister. It's like, maybe we should save this.
This is a real shameless moment right now.
I had an age where I wasn't allowed to shave yet and I had hair on my legs. Like, I remember being in like fifth grade and being like, I'm starting to look like a boy. Like, that's the way I felt, like, that my legs were just so hairy. And my mom was like, you can maybe shave next year. I'm like, what is it to you? This is hurting my confidence, bitch. I'm not going out of the house ashamed of myself because you won't let me shave these damn legs.
Yeah. At one point, like, I think. I just started secretly shaving.
I started a secret shaving,
too. And then I think I forgot to shave one day, and I just had my arms up, and my hair was growing back, and Mom turned around and goes, you can shave now. And just turned back around.
It's so freaking weird.
It's like, sad. The end of an era of Harry Kimmy.
She turned around, and my armpit hairs were, like, sticking up. She goes, baby. You can shave now.
She's so weird.
I was like, one, annoyed because she insulted how hairy my armpits currently were. And two, like, already over it because I'd been shaving. And I was like,
so dramatic.
This is just been her whole life.
You guys must have been fucking bitches as teenagers, dude.
We were.
I was. I know that because I was really bad as a teenager and I was good my entire life.
If you're creative, I heard creatives are... worse.
I was wildly
creatives
bad.
Creatives are worse and messier.
I was mean to my parents. I was like verbally on the attack. And I'm like really nice to them in general. It was just, I can't imagine.
That's good when you're a teenager.
Having three girls.
Ugh.
A lot.
You probably drove your mom crazy.
Yeah. But she drove me crazy.
Kim did a lot of bad shit.
No, yeah.
A lot.
I remember.
She put my mom through hell.
She did.
Kim was a better point.
First of all, from your point of view, I was doing bad things because you were children and it looked like I was doing bad things. But you guys know mom. You think mom was a calm mom that handled things correctly?
Mom is dramatic, but you did do a lot of crazy shit.
I was bad. Mm-hmm. But like, I got.
Are we going to talk about the time you took her walker away and threw it on the porch?
She hit me. She was hitting me with her crutches, so I threw them in the yard. Yes.
Or the time you brought a puppy to the house and didn't ask anyone. It was like, present.
That's actually not true.
A dog.
You guys are making shit up. Mom wanted that puppy. She named him Wheezy with me. She brought him to my volleyball tryouts. They make up shit. They're like, lying. You just brought a puppy. I remember when me and Mom picked up that puppy from Brittany Sorensen's house. Yes. Together. Yes. That one dog. And then I left for college and I was like, y'all can have him. That poor dog. What was his name? Wheezy.
How you forget Wheezy?
You just said his name a second ago.
What happened? A bunch of dogs.
What happened to Wheezy?
Roxy?
Roxy was my favorite.
Roxy was your favorite? We had her for 3 days.
She was. I had dreams about Roxy. After she left, I had dreams about her.
That is devastating.
She also was like Carson's age.
We found Roxy during the hurricane, and someone was like, we got it. Like, in Florida, like, hurricane just like, it'll be like a day like this, and people are like, ah! Like, the hotel person will just come by and be like, we gotta go.
Batten down the hatches.
And so we were just going to North Carolina because our hurricane was coming. And on the side of the road, there's people like, we need to give away these puppies before the storm.
People in Florida do that a lot, too. They just give away puppies before hurricanes.
Mm-hmm. Why is
so my mom would just let us have dogs, but then...
But just for a little bit.
Just for like the hurricane.
Oh my gosh. That reminds me. On my 12th birthday, this was so messed up. Oh, no. We had a party at the house, right?
Is this something I did?
No. Oh, thank God. Something mom did.
Oh God. Thank God I could breathe again.
So it was my birthday. So happy. Mom brings home a puppy. It's one of those free puppies that like they're just outside of Publix. I don't know. There was a time where there's always free puppies outside of Publix.
I remember that. Always.
Yeah, all the time. And she had brought one home on my birthday during the party. And it was like, surprise. And everyone was there. Everyone saw the dog. It was like, it was a dog, right? I thought I was going to keep it.
No. I swear. Chills to this story.
I swear.
Right now.
Like a few hours later, like the day wasn't even over yet. No. The dog was gone.
No.
She gave it to the neighbors.
No.
That's the worst thing. The neighbors.
Did she tell you it was yours?
Yes. She said, happy birthday with the dog.
Oh, my God.
I got you a puppy.
Did she tell you she gave it away? Or were you like, where'd the dog go?
Yeah, she was telling me she was giving it away.
Were you like, but it's mine?
Right. Yeah, I was like, this is my dog. Again.
Oh, the lady who looks like her mom from the back is walking by again. Bro, it looks like her, the way she holds the camera and everything.
And the way she's walking.
She can probably hear us. But that is our mother from the back, but not from, even the hairdo, dude.
Yeah,
from the front, the outfit, it is a completely different woman.
But from the back, even the mom would wear that dress.
Yeah,
my mom would wear that dress.
Mm-hmm.
My mom would wear that dress too. Not us staring at her.
Oops, we didn't.
Guess who's calling me?
What? Mom, answer.
Yeah,
answer. Here. She's gonna tell us we have to hurry. Hello.
Hey, Ailey, did they finish?
We're still on right now. We're finishing in 3 minutes.
Because he's like, oh my God, I will be on bed. He's so tired. He just came to see you anyway.
Wow, he must be. If he was so tired, he shouldn't have came 40 minutes earlier than we planned to be there. We'll be there. I said.
It's 8 o'clock.
Okay, you said you're going to pick us up.
You want me to come and pick you on April's there, no?
I have to fit Haley and Carson in the car.
Are you not staying?
I'm confused.
I told you she'd be rushing us.
You always love being right about mama.
Oh man, because this guy who came here only came here to see you. Man, is he tired. It's like, I'm sure the dude that just showed up to the bar is not suddenly tired. I just have a feeling that he's not. I don't know what to tell you.
Oh man,
let's end it there.
Sure.
This was a great podcast.
This was so much fun.
All right. Ladies, where can people find you, April? Or if you want them to find you. If not, say...
Fuck off.
Say fuck off.
Probably Instagram. I think it's April Marie on Instagram.
Haley Dare with 3 E's on everything. H-A-L-E-Y-D-A-R-E-E-E.
Oh, the official April Marie on TikTok. I need some followers. Now go follow me.
There you go. And then Haley, what about your Twitch?
My Twitch is Haley Dare with three E's.
Cool.
Hell yeah. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at I am Alex Scar. And if you like this show, you should head to gasdigitalnetwork.com and use promo code TOPICS, TOPIX. You get a 7-day free trial with access to every single episode of every show on demand, bonus content, live chats, all the good stuff. Go do it. Subscribe on YouTube. Leave a review on iTunes. Help us out. All the good stuff. Also, watch Stick and Portly, watch Rick and Morty every Monday right after Legion of Skanks.
Hell yeah. And you guys can follow me on Twitter at Kimberly Congdon, on Instagram at Kim Congdon. Check me out on twitch.tv/QueenKong1. Make sure you check out my other podcast, This Bitch Podcast with Sarah Wineshank. And as always, subscribe to Broad Topics. Leave a review, rate, buy some merch, support the podcast, comment on the YouTube for the algorithm, show some love. Thanks, guys. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.